Mr. President, allow me to begin by wishing Happy New Year to those who they celebrated the new Islamic year 1439 Hijriah. May praise be upon all us. I would also like to extend Indonesia's deep sympathies and condolence to those affected by the recent natural disaster. This included earthquake in Mexico, hurricane in the Caribbean and part of the United States, as well as flood in South Asia and other parts of the world. Our prayer go out to all the victims. Mr. President, I congratulate to you on your election as President of the 72nd General Assembly. Indonesia is committed to contribute to your successful presidency. I would also like to thank His Excellency Peter Thomson of Fiji of his able stewardship as the President of the 71st Session. We commend his role in driving a universal push of the SDGs. Mr. President, we are all represented in the same world map, yet we see many different worlds. Our world today is far from equitable. Among these people of our world, there are war, hunger, extreme poverty, and illiteracy. Common peace and equal prosperity are distant away. Indonesia therefore welcome the theme of this year's assembly, focusing on people, striving for peace and decent life for all unsustainable planet. This team recognizes the importance to place the need of the people first. It will highlight that peace, prosperity, and sustainability are mutually reinforcing. In this context, I wish to underline three important points as achieving peace and a decent life for all on a sustainable planet. First, it must be underlined peace is never given. It has to be developed and nurtured. We must work toward creating a global ecosystem of peace and stability. Indonesia's experience in ASEAN show that building such an ecosystem is fundamental. It is fundamental for economic development. It is fundamental for the prosperity of the people. Indonesia firmly believes developing a global ecosystem of peace and stability is doable. However, to success, we must practice the habit of dialogue, inclusiveness, peaceful settlement of dispute, and non-use of force. More importantly, we must develop the UN as a robust global institution that emphasizes on the maintenance of peace, security, and stability. Key to this is ensuring the UN reform process results in strong, effective, and relevant United Nations. And it was for the reason that Indonesia co-sponsored the declaration of support of UN reform. Furthermore, we must also strengthen the international peacekeeping and peace-building mechanism. Indonesia is honored to have contributed in mediating conflict, peacekeeping, and peace-building beyond our border. We have and will always be ready to be part of global solution. In the last 60 years, we have contributed more than 38,000 personnel to 28 UN peacekeeping operations. We currently deploy more than 2,700 peacekeepers in the 9 peacekeeping missions. And we are determined to achieve 4,000 personnel by 2019, including increasing female peacekeepers. Beyond Peacekeeping, Indonesia is an active member of Peacebuilding Commission. We underline that ensure sustainable peace at global level require a global culture of prevention. It is also important to ensure strong partnership between the United Nations, relevant regional organizations, and national government. Mr. President, a global ecosystem of peace and stability requires the international community to settle one of the longest unsolved conflicts, the Palestine-Israel conflict. This year marks half a century of illegal occupation of Palestine. We should not give up. Palestine is the heart of Indonesian foreign policy. Indonesia will continue to support Palestine. After 5 years of stalemate, we need a fresh approach, a sustainable and innovative approach that can bring about a two-state solution. Mr. President, sustainable peace is not an end in itself. Decent life for all people must be our global goal. This leads me to my second point. There must be synergies between sustainable peace and development agenda. We must cultivate peace and stability to work for us in achieving sustainable development. The international system is well equipped to attain decent life for all. A number of global commitments have been agreed. The SDGs, the Climate Change Paris Agreement, to name two. However, commitment must be translated into concrete action. The key to this is the means of implementation for least developed and developing countries. Adequate funding, technical assistance, and capacity building, as well as transfer of technology, are important elements for success. Also, it is important to support regions that have huge potential and have undertaken great reform toward sustainable development. Africa, Mr. President, is one such region. For Indonesia, South-South and triangular cooperation, it is our way to support development in least developed and developing countries. In the last 3 years, we have organized 167 South-South and triangular cooperation programs. Over 2,000 participants from least developed and developing countries have benefited. Indonesia is also proud of the first Indonesian-Africa Forum in April 2018. This is our commitment to strengthening partnership with Africa toward achieving sustainable development. Mr. President, synergy between sustaining peace and development agenda require a society that is just inclusive and fully respect human rights. We should be no more man-made humanitarian crisis in this world. Indonesia shares the concern of international community on development in Rakhine State. We have proposed a 4+1 formula to develop of Myanmar, placing the need welfare the people at the center, which is first restoring stability and security. The second maximum restraint and non-violent. The third protection to all persons in Rakhine State for immediate access to humanitarian assistance. And the fifth, implementing the recommendation of a team of UNET Kofi Annan. This is why people-centered government must be therefore to be at the heart of national development program. That's why Indonesia continues to strengthen democracy and good government at all levels. Over the past 10 years, through the Bali Democracy Forum, Indonesia has also shared experiences and best practice in our democracy. working to strengthening democracy to the wider region. Furthermore, development must also not come at the expense of environment. Despite the skeptics, climate change is real. It is happening as we speak. Like many small island development states, Indonesia, with over 17,000 islands, is feeling the changing weather patterns and rising sea level. It will affect the sustainability of our development, even our survival. Indonesia is therefore fully committed to the Paris Agreement. We call on all countries to implement their obligation under the Paris Agreement. Mr. President, one of the greatest challenges to our global order and development agenda is the threat of terrorism, radicalism, and violent extremism. This threat is real, imminent, and omnipresent. Terrorists undermine peace and disrupt development. Thus, my third point, the urgent need for the global action and partnership to combat terrorism, radicalism, and violent extremism. Key to tackling terrorism is to address the root cause. Addressing extreme poverty, illiteracy, and the massive youth unemployment. In most cases, radicalism comes to terrorism in a young, angry man who thinks no hope because his country destroyed. Combination by authoritarian government and invasion from big countries. For Indonesia, we have adopted a comprehensive approach to addressing terrorism, radicalism, and violent extremism. A seamless combination of using hard and soft power, strengthening law enforcement and rule of law, while at the same time fostering engagement with the communities through education, empowerment, as well as interfaith and cultural dialogue. Indonesia also implement a comprehensive program for the radicalization and the reintegration for those that have radicalized or have gone to dark side. We have radicalized over 1,600 extremists in over 72 prisons in Indonesia. In this digital age of social media, terrorism is like cancer. It spreads quickly and it is deadly. No one country can address its isolation. Global cooperation and comprehensive approach is the only panacea to eradicating the threat. Mr. President, as global challenges become more complex, it is evident that unilateralism is not a sustainable solution. The world needs strong partnership, a true global partnership. Indonesia has long believed in global partnership. For this belief stem from our embedded national slogan, Bersatu Kita Teguh, Bercerai Kita Runtuh, which translated into United We Stand, Divided We Fall. Indonesia always desire to always contribute to global partnership, to global peace and security, to global prosperity. Indonesia has presented its candidacy for non-permanent membership of the Security Council of the year 2019 to 2020. Indonesia, a true partner for world peace. We are counting on your support for our candidacy. Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf